Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm in. Let's get right to meteorologist Jamie Travers with a first look at our forecast, because if you were complaining about it being chilly out, which it really was a pretty mild day on Saturday, we've got a nice day in store if you like warmer weather.
Yes, much, much warmer today. Yeah, I know yesterday was colder just by just relatively speaking, because we had such a mild week, but it really wasn't bad for this time of year. But yes, it is going to be much warmer today. Temperatures today are going to soar into the 70s, already milder right now than it was this time yesterday. We have wind chills in the 30s versus the 20s, so feeling like 38 with that actual air temp of 41. Temperatures in a few areas a little bit colder than others, but we have 46 in Cuba this morning, 36 in Greenville, 34 in Litchfield, Illinois. So not too much of a wind chill factor. Now what we're going to see, we're going to have mostly clear skies for today. We're going to have lots of that sunshine, a few clouds though early on this morning. We saw a little bit of that radar return, so not expecting any precipitation though for today. We have dry air in place, but just a few clouds rolling on through. So what we're going to see for today, temperatures climbing to 61 by 11 a.m. this afternoon, 71, 72, 73 degrees even maybe. So the low 70s, lower half of the 70s, getting close to those records. I don't think we break any record highs today, but that will probably not be the case Monday and Tuesday as those temperatures climb even higher. We'll talk about that coming up.
Okay, looking forward to it, Jamie. Thanks so much. Breaking overnight, St. Louis Metropolitan Police are investigating after a man is shot several times and a woman is struck and drugged by a car. This all happened just after 3 this morning on Swan Avenue, just off Kings Highway and Manchester in the Forest Park Southeast neighborhood. This is located about a mile and a half north of the Missouri Botanical Garden. Police say the man showed up at a hospital and is listed in critical yet stable condition. So is the woman. We're still working to gather more information, but if you know anything, you can always leave an anonymous tip by calling Crime Stoppers there at the number at the bottom of your screen. It's 1-866-371-TIPS. Meantime, a man from Chesterfield has died following a crash that happened on I-270. The Missouri State Highway Patrol identifying the victim as 65-year-old Guy Porter. A crash report states Porter tried to switch lanes and hit the front end of a Freightliner truck, and Porter's Kia Soul then hit a concrete center median and flipped over. He ended up dying at the hospital. The crash happened on 270 between Doherty Ferry and Manchester Roads around 1 yesterday afternoon. The other driver suffered minor injuries. In the Fox Files, police say a so-called serial shoplifter used her children to help her steal from stores across the St. Louis area. 29-year-old Lucia Green and her 3 kids have been caught stealing from Kohl's stores across 3 counties. She's allegedly seen on camera filling a cart full of clothes and directing her daughter to push it out of the store. Green is also charged for stealing more than $5,000 worth of perfume from an Ulta Beauty store in Chesterfield. She's charged in 4 counties for crimes like these and for child endangerment. Court records also state Green is now banned from being within 500 feet of retail stores. You can read much more about this Fox Files investigation over on fox2now.com. The St. Louis Red Cross teaming up with the Cardinals to get blood to area first responders. The midday blood drive at Busch Stadium was held in honor of first responders who have been injured on the job. Colin Ledbetter and Nathan Spies were honored in 2022 after sustaining serious injuries, and they needed blood transfusions while they were in medical care. Those transfusions could be the difference between life or death for a seriously injured person. Ledbetter tells us he is grateful for the nearly 40 units of blood that saved his life.
So there's always a blood shortage. It's always important for people to come out and donate. I see whenever I donate, I see a lot of people come out and they're regular attenders. But obviously we need the people to come out and start giving blood.
People who donated blood on Saturday received a special gift from the Cardinals, and there are always opportunities for you to donate blood. We do have a link where you can find a blood drive near you in this article posted on our website. The Cardinals also hosted a job fair this weekend to fill important game day positions ahead of the 2024 regular season. The organization hosted interviews for ushers, event attendants, and other game day staff. Interviews were held in the Redbird Club at the stadium. The team was looking to fill over 150 positions for the regular season. The team's first home game, by the way, is on April 4th against the Miami Marlins.
We are looking for friendly, outgoing staff who like to interact with the public, and anyone 16 and over that is interested in applying, we'd love to meet you.
There are still ways you can apply to work for the Redbirds. You can find out how over on our website, fox2now.com. Temps in the 40s didn't stop hundreds of people from jumping into Creve Coeur Lake. It was all part of the 18th annual Maryland Heights Polar Plunge, which benefits the Special Olympics Missouri. A lot of people wore Hawaiian-themed costumes, which was on brand with this year's theme. Anyone 10 and up was able to participate.
I'd say it's a little colder than I thought it was going to be. Shockingly cold. Did go under, though. And it was good.
I have a daughter that plays many Special Olympics sports, and I love coming out here because she works her butt off all year long for her sports, and I can do this one day a year to help raise money.
Saturday was also the first time they did a polar bear strut 5K. Last year, the Polar Plunge raised $65,000 for the Special Olympics of Missouri. Their goal this year was to raise $75,000. The 46th annual St. Louis RV Travel Show's in town, and today's the last day you can check it out. It's happening at the Dome at America Center from 9 this morning till 5 this afternoon. Tickets are $15 for regular admission. Kids 6 to 12 get in for $5, and if they're 5 and under, they get in for free. There are more than 300 RVs being showcased out there. You can expect to experience the latest innovations in RV technology, designs, parts, accessories, and services. Organizers say the show has something for everyone. So it looks like a good time out there. And if you head outside, at least after 11 a.m., it's going to be feeling a lot like spring outside.
Yes, it's going to be really, really warm today. Come after a cooler day yesterday, just such a flip.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. But we're going to see people on the trails in shorts and short sleeves.
Shorts and short sleeves. Yeah, I think that's probably what you're going to want if you're going to be outside this afternoon. Now, it's still a little bit cool out there now, so don't get those shorts on just yet if you're heading out for that walk or jog. But not as chilly as yesterday morning. Yesterday morning was pretty cold. We had wind chills in the 20s. Now, we have a little area of clouds moving through. We have a warm front draped over our region. Highland, Illinois, we are clear. We also saw a few radar returns, so I'm trying to get any ground truth. We have pretty dry air in place, so I suspect that that's just Virga, so precipitation up in the clouds, evaporating before it makes it to the ground, but you will see some of that cloudiness. Waterloo, Illinois, showing clouds, temporary cloud cover. They're rolling through pretty quickly. Perry County, Missouri. Hard to tell if that pavement is a little damp or not, if they saw a few sprinkles, but they definitely have cloud cover. I will tell you that. That is looking eastward, and you can see the bottom edge of that cloud line out on the horizon. So, you know, looking for some ground truth. This is what I'm talking about, that little area of cloud cover moving across our southern counties. But again, it's moving pretty quickly, so it will be in and it will be out. Most areas seeing clear skies. So just I do not suspect that that is making it to the ground. So what we have in play for today, for the most part, basically, yes, a warm front lifting to the north and east. That's bringing in warmer air. We have those winds today forecast out of the south and west. So that will bring a much different feel to the day than yesterday. Now, we are going to see low humidity today. Our ground, our vegetation's pretty dry, and it will be breezy at times. I guess yesterday there were some reports of some controlled burns getting a little bit out of hand. So today, be very, very careful if you have to do any of that, because with the intermittent breeziness, we could see some issues with that again today, and then even more so tomorrow. 41 feeling like 38, so not too much of a wind chill. That wind is at 5 miles per hour. winds not looking like they're very high in Moscow Mills. Those flags are calm. We have 38 at Scott Air Force Base, 34 in Washington, 46 at Cuba. We have 36 in Greenville, 34 in Mount Vernon. So that of what futurecast picking up on what we're seeing on our satellite. So that rolls east. Those clouds roll east. Then we are left with sunshine, highs in the low 70s today. Overnight tonight, lows look to stay pretty mild for this time of year. And then tomorrow, we're going to have a lot of sunshine, although some high cloud cover filtering across the region. But I'd still say mostly sunny. We can maybe call it partly cloudy at times. What we are expecting, though, late Tuesday into Wednesday. So it will become very windy on Tuesday. We will probably break record highs as well. And then a very dynamic cold front rolls through. That cold front brings the threat of strong to severe storms. Right now, we're at a level 2 of 5 from the Storm Prediction Center. It includes the entire area. But also right now, it's looking like the focus for that higher severe threat looks to be from St. Louis and points south and southeast. So still some uncertainty with this. An earlier cold frontal passage would mean higher instability to work with. A little bit later into the night, that would mean lower instability to work with. So still some key questions that we are keeping a close eye on, but the threat, many ingredients are in place. 72 degrees, record high today, 76, set in 1996. I don't think we're going to hit that record today. 47 tonight, clear, and we will call that mild for late February. Tuesday, windy, becoming very windy even. Storms late. Also, look at those record numbers for Monday and Tuesday. We might get there on Monday. I think we're going to surpass that record on Tuesday. Strong to severe storms, potentially Tuesday night into Wednesday, early Wednesday. Might have a few lingering showers and storms around Wednesday morning also. Very big cool down on Wednesday, and then those temperatures do rebound fairly quickly by Friday, the upper 50s, by Saturday and Sunday, the 60s and 70s. A true roller coaster here in St. Louis.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.